Everyone heard it. The pop. Min knew what to do, gasping for air on the cleat-pocked grass, a semicircle of concerned teammates forming around him. Stretching the afflicted arm over his head, he slowly rotated his hand, fingertips cold, heat knifing into his lungs, and reached for the opposite shoulder, exhaling only when he felt relief, ball meeting socket again. Min couldn't help but smile, the looks on their faces. Even the Australians had stopped playing, gawking at his dangling arm. Of all the expats who played rugby every Saturday, they were the toughest, always willing to play through a broken nose or a bruised quad, as long as it meant showing up the Brits or the Kiwis. Min could have told them about the other times he'd dislocated his shoulder, basketball, football, a poor attempt at surfing, but he didn't. Better to leave some mystery, he thought. He'd grown used to injuries, bodily betrayal. Quick but slight, he'd taken his share of physical damage, especially in high school, where he'd insisted on playing football despite his parents' objections. He was never exceptional. Being exceptional wasn't the appeal. It was the physicality he enjoyed. The feeling of narrowly ducking a crushing hit over the middle, juking out of bounds, safe from hulking defenders intent on his destruction. More often than not, he was leveled, crushed, left blinking away stars. But there was something appealing about that, too. A part of Min liked being hit, showing he could take the pain. From an early age, Min had been drawn to competitive sports, craving their zero-sum nature, in which a distinct winner and loser emerged. He found security in having only two possible outcomes. There was no gray, no in-between. There'd been no opportunity for recreational football in Seoul, only soccer and rugby. Naturally, he'd chosen rugby, prizing physicality and the risk of violence above anything else. His teammates regarded him with cautious kindness, miffed by his name and appearance. Of the expats on his team, Min was the only American. Except he didn't look American, according to one of his Irish teammates, whose comments quickly garnered nods of agreement. Min only smiled. He was used to remarks like that. No matter where he went, people couldn't put their finger on him, puzzling over his ambiguous origins. Tolerance was what Min practiced whenever he spent time with expats. It was the trade-off for getting to play rugby, getting hit. They were a lost bunch anyway. The expats, ESL teachers, ex-military, burnout backpackers, 40-year-old nothings with pensions for Asian women. These were the types of foreign men in Korea. Min considered himself different from them, somehow special. Here for a reason. Biracial, Los Angeles-bred, Samsung consultants were the exception in Seoul, something Min took pride in. He was here because of ancestry. Because he'd never seen the country whose language he spoke, because he'd never felt wholly American, because in the snuggest kernel of his heart, he hoped to find some sense of belonging.